Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is September 19th, 2024. It is a Thursday. My name is Hind Eldah. I am here with my co-host, Abdul Majid Awan.
And today we have our parent company, Augustus Media's first industry event. We're hosting it here in our office. We have more than 150 people from the industry here. We're going to have three panel sessions on different topics with influencers, with market leaders, with business leaders. You can catch all the updates if you go to Love in Dubai page, if you follow Love in Dubai on social media, if you follow Smashy Business on social media, and if you follow Augustus Media on social media, anywhere you type Augustus Media, Love in Dubai or Smashy Business, you'll get small snippets of the whole event. And then eventually, at the end of the day, we'll also publish the whole highlights of the event. The topic is local influence, regional impact, strategies to build communities, drive engagement, and cultivate brand loyalty in the Middle East and North African region. So yeah, stay tuned to all our social medias today.
Very eventful day, very busy. Our main stories for the day, we have Microsoft and G42 to establish AI centers in Abu Dhabi, Saudi PIF Surge Sports eyes 1 billion euro stake in EuroLeague basketball, and Lebanese Blasts linked to BAC Consulting's pagers. First story of the day, we have been talking throughout the week about the UAE's advancements with AI. And more recently, Microsoft and Abu Dhabi's G42, they're partnering to establish two AI centers in Abu Dhabi. And this is seen as a step towards more responsible AI. That's the key word, it's more responsible AI. And this builds on their existing partnership. They already partnered back in April when Microsoft invested around $1.5 billion in G42. And the first center will focus on best practices for responsible AI development. And the second one will work on large language models for underrepresented languages. And recently, we also did a report on our Instagram and our social media channels where they are doing a language model for Hindi. And it's called Nanda. And so that was a step in that direction. And so these two AI centers will help even more underrepresented languages, which is such a great initiative done by G42 in partnership with Microsoft.
And G42 is led by Sheikh Tanoon of Abu Dhabi. He was recently named in the Times 100 most influential people in AI across the region. And he runs G42 operations. He's like the head of everything in G42. And
he's G42, the head of AI. He's the face of AI in the UAE.
Yeah, he's the face of AI in the UAE. And apart from the Hindi LLM, they've also launched an Arabic LLM, JS 70. So that's also there. There's a lot of initiatives by G42 which are purely focused on AI. It's a state-backed AI giant which is doing things in AI which were never thought possible in the region. And one of the reasons they're doing this is they're competing with the neighboring countries. It's a healthy competition. Qatar is doing a lot of things in AI. They want to build a whole hub for AI in Qatar. Saudi Arabia, we can't miss that name without mentioning when we're mentioning the MENA region. So Saudi Arabia is working a lot in AI. That is why UAE has to keep up. UAE, if they want to compete with the biggest nations in the MENA region, they have to keep up with it. And this is one of the biggest initiatives.
Yes, they're all trying to become AI hubs. And AI is such a crucial topic in our world. And it's growing faster than ever by the day. So it makes sense to establish a center or these centers and have more information and knowledge regarding AI to help people understand its effects, its prospects as well, because it can be used for the better.
And Hind's home Emirates, Sharjah, recently announced there was a Sharjah Investment Forum which took place from 16 to 18 this week, Monday to Wednesday. And on the first day, they announced that they will publish the first AI-generated commercial license. And till that time, they didn't give any details. But now, after the third day, they announced that it took only 3 minutes, mere 3 minutes, to get a commercial license by an AI-powered software or the platform.
That is record-breaking.
Yeah, that is record-breaking. And this is the first time in the history of the globe, not only the MENA region, in the history of the world, that an AI-powered setup is publishing a commercial license to do business. Mm-hmm. So if you're working, if you're going to set up a company in Sharjah, you can always go and just get a commercial license by an AI-powered system in under 3 minutes. In Dubai, usually it takes 1 week or 10 days, 10 working days. But Sharjah came up with a new idea.
3 minutes is crazy.
Yeah, 3 minutes is crazy. I can't even do a story in 3 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I can't read a story. And the commercial license, it's not just that you'll get a piece of paper. It will evaluate everything, your market, the things that you want in your business. It will evaluate everything, the bank statements, your passports. Literally everything under 3 minutes, and it'll give you a license.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and
great
move. Moreover, they're doing this because this collaboration is a significant geopolitical move.
Yeah.
Because it makes sure that AI technologies are developed safely and responsibly and in line with the US and the UAE's security assurances.
Yeah.
And we'll expect to see academic research and industry innovation. So there's more of the theory and the practical emerging from these new centers, and AI safety. You go ahead.
Just to add a little perspective to it, yesterday I was reading an opinion piece. It had a very good point that I would like to mention, that US and EU, they were the like originators of AI.
Mm-hmm.
They cultivated AI, ChatGPT originated from there, most of the AI software originated from there. So for them, they have taken AI for granted. They have come up with so many laws that a lot of people in the AI circle who are developing platforms, who are developing anything using AI, they're scared of working in US and EU because there's such a detailed, long description for them to follow if they are doing anything in AI.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Middle East, the good part is, the opinion piece said that AI is one of the biggest things that the Middle East will rely on when they move away from oil. So for them, it's not just a want, it's a need.
Mm-hmm.
But for the US and the Europe, that area, the whole developed world, as they call it, for them, it's just something new. So they're taking AI for granted, but this region, it's a need. That is why we see so many advancements in AI, be it anything from food delivery, basic idea, to making a Hindi language LLM, large language model.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing everything.
Who knows? At some point in the future, AI could be the main export of this region.
Yeah.
And so again, talking about the centers, AI safety and the ethical use of AI will be the main focus area. And also with the development of language models for lesser known languages. And ongoing US-UAE cooperation will likely drive further AI advancements while at the same time balancing geopolitical sensitivities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's move on to our second story of the day. So Saudi's PIF's Surge Sports eyes a 1 billion euro stake in EuroLeague basketball. So Surge Sports Investment, which is owned by the Saudi PIF, Public Investment Fund, is pursuing a 1 billion euro minority stake in EuroLeague basketball, which is a top European basketball competition. And the sale involves one-third of the business, with Liontree facilitating negotiations. So Liontree is an American boutique investment and merchant bank, and they'll be facilitating this negotiation. Also, there are other bidders involved, including General Atlantic, which is a private equity firm, and BC Partners, which is a UK-based company. And this is, of course, a very significant move by Saudi Arabia to expand its sports investment portfolio beyond football. So this is solely on basketball. It's a basketball league. And Saudi Arabia is trying to expand its the entirety of its entertainment sector. And with sports, you usually hear about football being associated with Saudi Arabia. But with this, they're trying to bring in other kinds of sports. So it's a good initiative. And speaking of the PIF, yesterday we talked about PIF investing into Egypt.
Yeah.
So they're really trying to put themselves out there.
So PIF, it's nearly a 970 billion giant. As the last number that I read, maybe it went up or down. The last number I read, it's a $970 billion fund. It's not a small thing. So they're taking all that money and putting it into like 1 million baskets. It's not just moving away from oil towards tourism, towards the construction sector. they're moving everywhere. Mm-hmm. Wherever they find an opportunity, they go there, invest. And try to get something out of it to move their economy away from oil.
Yeah.
So that's the very good part, that they have that kind of mm-hmm. money. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Usually the wealth funds, the sovereign wealth funds of underdeveloped or developing countries, they're not so big, so it's very difficult.
Yeah.
But Saudi has that money.
Yeah, but not only with this investment, with the EuroLeague be good for Saudi Arabia itself, but also for the EuroLeague EuroLeague basketball, because it will boost its global visibility with such a
And obviously
investment.
With Saudi coming in, a lot of Saudi sponsors will come, or a lot of Middle Eastern sponsors will come. So yeah, it brings in a lot of money for the players, for the teams, for everyone. And Saudi Arabia is biggest.
They might expand as well, EuroLeague. So
yeah.
It might, you know, who knows, might someday move here.
On the point of expansion, there's one Emirati basketball club, Dubai BC, which is Dubai Basketball Club. They tried to get into EuroLeague this year.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, negotiations started around November. In March and April, the EuroLeague had to decide that if they would allow one team to come into EuroLeague. But they couldn't get the wild card to EuroLeague because, again, a lot of teams were in favor. But two of the teams, they had a point that if you're bringing a Dubai-based club, let's not call it EuroLeague then.
Mm.
Rename it, then we're fine.
Right.
So, yeah, EuroLeague, again, Europe, a lot of big teams play in it. FC Barcelona, football, basketball club Barcelona. FC Real Madrid plays in it. A lot of, again, it's called the Turkish Airlines EuroLeague. So Turkish clubs play. So a lot of European countries play in it. It has a 18-team roster.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, maybe in the future, if this deal goes through, we'll see a Dubai-based, Emirates-based, mm-hmm. or maybe a Saudi club playing as a wild card just. Or maybe they can play one game before the actual event starts, just for show, I guess.
And I think with this investment, they might be looking into other sports, sports in general, not just football and basketball.
So recently, they held the very first World Cup for esports, so that's where they're putting their money in.
Yeah, esports is a very big thing in Saudi Arabia.
Asian Winter Games they're hosting next year, so that's a big thing. We also did a story about they're aiming for Olympics, but obviously that's a whole big
process.
And again, they are nearly done for the FIFA World Cup as well. So most probably they are going to hold a FIFA World Cup. And their next logical step, they say, according to a minister from Saudi, that it is Olympics. Saudi is growing, astronomically growing. Keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Let's move on to our final story of the day, a major story happening. So Lebanese blasts are linked to BAC Consulting's pagers. And Taiwanese Gold Apollo distances itself from production. One of the main headlines going on the past few days are the blasts in Lebanon, which were targeting Hezbollah members. And it's a blast coming from pagers used by Hezbollah. And just a side note, they're using pagers because
Don't want to be tracked.
Yeah, so they moved away from smartphones. So that's why they're using pagers. Mm. I think that's a main question a lot of people had, like, why are they using pagers?
It's 2024.
Mm-hmm. But it's basically to move away from smartphones and, I guess, be more concealed in some way.
Yeah.
And Gold Apollo, a Taiwanese pager firm, stated that the pagers used in detonations across Lebanon were produced by BAC Consulting, which is a Budapest-based company, Hungarian company. And the blast, which allegedly, confirmation yet, but allegedly involves explosives inside the devices itself, and it killed 9 people and wounded nearly 3,000. Hezbollah members reportedly used these devices with claims of Israel's Mossad planting the explosives. Mm-hmm. Again, claims, not much information yet.
What I read was that Reuters talked to a few people in Hezbollah. Obviously, they have their hidden sources inside. And then they also talked to the Lebanese Defense Ministry. Again, unnamed sources from Reuters. But Reuters claims this, that the Lebanese ministry and the Hezbollah members who are in contact with Reuters, they told them that this happened. Israel's Mossad did it. So yeah, it's a very long-quoted claim.
Mm-hmm. And Gold Apollo licensed its brand to BAC, but says it was not involved in the production of the devices. And it raises questions about security risks in outsourced technology production and licensing agreements. And yeah, so Gold Apollo Stance underscores the challenges for global companies navigating licensing agreements in high-risk regions.
Yeah. What happened was after the attack, everyone went to the company. Mm-hmm. And this Taiwanese company, it's not $1 billion or a very big company. It's just a small company. And the owner himself said that we're a small company, but a responsible company. So he clarified to everyone, because it was not just like one or two publications. Mm-hmm. The whole world media was at their office. Like a lot of people are here in our office today for the industry event. So everyone went there and they asked him questions. And thankfully, and when I saw the video and the interview of him, this guy, he was very cool and calm. Mm-hmm. And that shows that maybe he's right. But he showed a lot of paperwork that they gave naming license to this company. So the company came to them, they said, we want to put Gold Apollo on our pages. Mm-hmm. So he's like, okay, take the naming rights, give us money. Basic transaction happens everywhere. And they did the production in Budapest, Hungary. So apparently reports claim, it's very vague at this point. Obviously investigations are going on and we'll get a final report eventually. But reports claim that when these pages, they were produced in produced in Budapest, it was at that point that detonators were planted in it. Mm-hmm. And because, again, production was there, so something would have happened there, and then they were distributed across countries like Lebanon and I don't know where else. So if you're using a pager, keep it on the site, be safe right now. And if it's especially by Gold Apollo and it says made in Hungary, just keep it on the site.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the whole story. So Gold Apollo is going to sue BAC. Soon, they've said, we have it in plans. We'll sue them for using our name, and then this happened. Mm-hmm. Funny thing is, I saw a video online, you know, online now because of AI and everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are posting videos of exploding iPhones and Android phones that, these can be exploded as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, always go back and find the source. This is what me and Hind always say. Always go back, find the source of the video. If it's a very bad quality video, don't trust it.
In general, don't trust just videos floating around X, no matter how many likes you see, no matter how many comments you see agreeing and not refuting the claim, it could still be
fake.
Hoax.
Yeah, and Brock by X has a very good, we did it on our show, one example, Elon Musk visiting our office. Mm-hmm. So it's very realistic now, deepfake is very realistic. So if you see anything, and if you especially see, for me, not even going to the source, just look at the video. It's a very low quality video. So something wrong is happening. If someone actually, if some scientist or some phone guy, some tech guy actually did the experiment, he could use a very good quality phone and experiment and see the whole, tell you, like show you the whole experiment.
Yeah.
Why a low quality video?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, just look at the quality of the video, the content of the video. And also, if you have time, it hardly takes 30 seconds or 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Just go back to the source of the video and see what is happening. Phones are not blasting right now, as far as we know,
Far
as we've seen. Yeah, so use them.
Yeah. So that's all we have for today.
So we talked about Microsoft and G42 establishing two AI centers in Abu Dhabi for responsible AI use. Saudi's PIF has a company which is called Surge Sports. They're planning to invest €1 billion in EuroLeague basketball. Lebanese Blast, Pager Blast, which happened. The company which had the logo on the pagers, Gold Apollo, they're saying that we didn't produce the product. Mm-hmm. It was BAC Consulting, which is a Hungary Budapest-based company which produced the product.
If you missed the first half of the show, or if you want to look back at our previous shows, we had a lot of interesting stories to talk about. You can also always find us on all these streaming platforms like Anghami, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Moreover, you can find us all on all social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, and YouTube. Make sure you're tuned in for the day because we will be posting a lot about the industry events going on at Augustus Media. Thank you so much for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy News production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow.